You are listening to Say Something on the Busted Free Radio. Good afternoon, good evening. I can see that there's only one person out there who is listening to me right now. Wherever you are, thank you. Today, I'd like to discuss the fact that no one is listening but you. You are the only one listening to me right now. Hello, and thank you. I've got another listener. That's two listeners. Maybe today I am popular. Maybe it's because my voice is being echoed for some reason. I do not know why. Maybe it's the phone I'm on. Or maybe I am dreaming and in another interdimensional trance. That is what I could be. Let us meditate together as we let the golden energy enter our hearts and our lives. To play for you today an energy that will bring to you whatever you want, desire, and need. After listening to this, we will be golden together. After all, if you want to understand, you must play. Do not come down. I have no idea what I am saying. I am just feeling the words that stream into my head. Shitting. Maybe you know how to turn off the echo mode on this telephone. I just don't know how to speak in this grandiose show attire. If you want to understand a child, you must love him and not condemn him. You must play with him and watch his movements and his way of behaviors. But if you merely condemn, resist, or blame, there is no comprehension of the child. similarly to understand what is, what must observe, what thinks, feels, and does from moment to moment. This is what they call the actual. Any other action or ideal or ideological action is not the actual. It is merely a wish or a fictitious desire to be something other than what is. Passive alertness and watchfulness. This state of awareness comes when there is interest and the intention to understand. And the fundamental understanding of oneself does not come through knowledge or through the accumulation of experiences. It's a merely cultivation of memory. The understanding of oneself is from moment to moment. If we merely accumulate knowledge of the self, that very knowledge prevents further understanding, because accumulated knowledge and experience become the center through which thought focuses and has its being. The world is not different from us and our activities, because it is what we are which creates the problems of the world. The difficulty with the majority of us is that we do not know ourselves directly, but we seek a system and a method or a means of operation by which to solve the many human problems. I do not know how to stop my eye from crying. Maybe you have a remedy. Maybe I just need the dragon's breath. I know iPhones are amazing. Yet, the way they are made breaks my heart. I heard the other day a man who purchased an iPad witnessed that there were pictures on his pad or phone. I do not know the difference. Maybe one is bigger than the other. In any case, there were pictures of the place in which the phone was made, in China. And there were horrible pictures. Also horrible pictures. But I have not seen them, so I do not know. It makes me think, is technology and knowledge really empowering? Or is it slave inducing? I would ask Siri, but I don't know who he is. I can ask this person right here. He can tell me.
Apple likes the brand itself. They hate college crowd, trendy company. But it's really nothing of the sort. Apple is inherently evil and ingenious. And this video will explain just why that is. For all you trendy Mac users out there, realize and understand this. Apple is rotten to the core. Very recently, a report was put out which stated that Apple had more money than the U.S. government. In a time when unemployment is the highest it's ever been since the Great Depression, and with 50 or so million Americans now collecting food stamps, Apple's astronomical profits are certainly not to be ignored. Oftentimes employing kids as young as 12 years of age, Apple has been building its merchandise on the backs of child slaves. In many Chinese factories, suicide is often contemplated by its workers. While building iPhones for those considered more fortunate, workers employed by Apple's sinister factory subsidiaries are not even allowed to speak to each other on the job. Employees, or slaves, must endure harsh 12-hour shifts and are limited to just 10 minutes every 2 hours for bathroom breaks. Workers are often shouted at by their Apple-employed overlords, and many have had their eardrums blown out by the constant noise of buzzing machines. When Apple finally releases its much-speculated-over iPhone 5, know that these devices were built by slaves who are considered less than dirt by a company that will surely make record profits on their new toy. The iPhone 5 will no doubt house incredible technology that will dazzle the consumer. However, it must be strongly noted that the technology built into these gizmos is nothing new. In fact, the very same technology placed into the iPhone 5 existed at the time of the iPhone 4's release, but was deliberately withheld so as to make the once aggrandized 4th-generation iPhone obsolete forever. This sinister corporate technique of holding back the full potential of any given device, only so that a new and improved version could someday be offered, not more than a year later, is a practice deemed planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence. Hello?
Hi, Arthur.
Is this Suri?
No. This is a long time listener, Santorin.
Yes. And how are you?
My listener. I'm doing well. Doing well, thank you. I just want to say that maybe you don't get first because of your slot.
What was the color? I cannot hear you. Today, there is a special echo effect penetrating to the walls. Can you hear it? Are you calling from your iPhone?
Yes.
And have you received the pictures of China in your phone?
No, I don't want to look at Chinese pictures.
I see.
Have you received Chinese pictures?
No, I do not have an iPhone. I do not even have a phone or computer. I am borrowing a phone from a secret room that I have found.
From a secret admirer?
Yes, you can say that.
I will say that, thank you.
Yes. You have,
so were you saying earlier that you just don't have any listeners?
Yes. The other day, I was told I had zero listeners for that day. But right now, it is a miracle. There happen to be four listeners at the moment.
Oh my god, that's so wonderful. But like I said, Yasser, I think you're not getting one of that because of your slot.
Is it because you say I'm a slut?
No, Rush Limbaugh. It is slut, you see.
Oh, yes. I sometimes use birth control. Is that so?
No, you're just understanding me. Don't you understand English, Yasi? Said, it's your slot. That's the whole reason behind you not being able to get listeners. People listen at a certain hour, and I think your slot is just as effective.
Yes, maybe my slot isn't loose enough and not giving away that many nickels and dimes. I need a new slot machine.
Also, you need to bear in mind that you're alienating a lot of West Coast listeners by having your slot be like at, I don't know what the hell time it is. You know, because they're just waking up in California, don't you know?
Yes, but where I am, we have just barely gone to bed. I just know it's nighttime outside, and it's locked down.
Well, it's not nighttime here in Boston. Can you tell I'm in Boston for my accents?
Oh yes, you have a very Boston Valley accent. Yes. Go Patriots. Is that what they say? I want to sox you.
That's not gay. It's not very kind.
Isn't that your baseball team, Connor?
Oh, yeah. Baseball, football, whatever. Yeah, it's all good. We love our goddamn sports over here. Give us a sport. not do a parade. That's the thing around here. So I walk around there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Dude, shirts and shit. You know, it's awesome.
Yes. Any clever person can invent a system.
I was just at a Bruins game the other day. So called cafe. Oh my god, it's so sad.
You were brewing some coffee or tea?
No, the Boston Bruins the other day. Did you know?
Did
you broadcast on Boston Free Radio?
Yes, this
the
is...
Reason I'm calling it.
Yes. I am not Boston at the moment, but once I get out of here, that baby will have back. Yes. And we can have a parade. A Patriots parade.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you could totally march in
St. Patrick's Day parade. Me and my
kid, we're marching in the parade. Which is
way stupid than the flag. Yeah, so, yeah. That's amazing.
It's awesome.
And you'll get all the pictures from your iPhone and post them on the Facebook? Somebody, they answer a phone and put me on the line. And they map the systems of the operations.
So I need to answer later times, so you have the best time.
Yes, like if you wanted to, you could have your own radio show. If you could call in and just talk for an hour or something, somebody could stream you in.
That's cool.
Yes.
I guess I could talk for an hour. I wouldn't really know what I'm talking about.
I know. Right now I'm trying to talk about why is it that no one listens to me live?
Because
I need a better slot, yes. I will have to consider it, but it's very hard when I'm in prison to find,
yeah.
To find a secret time.
Yeah, well, someone's going to talk to me just answer the phone at a later time. Yeah, that's only a problem. Oh my god, is she listening to me?
Yes, caller. That means I would not get any sleep when I have to call, like, in a few hours, or in 10 hours. What time is a good time for slots?
What is it, Tommy?
What is a good time to get the slots so that people are listening to me?
Yeah, I expected this sort of talk sound like conservative radio. I don't expect it to get.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Where's my call for President Obama now?
You are going to call the President of Obama?
No, he's gonna call me. Because I'm gonna blog about this. People are gonna know what you call with it.
I don't know what you're saying. But you sound very cool, because your voice is echoing.
Cut.
Yeah. You do have a voice for the radio.
And you have a face for the radio. Oh my god.
Yes, I do have a face for the radio. That is why I'm on the radio. And
I think I know what that is calling now.
Would you repeat that, Connor?
You know, I just thought about something. You need a sidekick.
I need a sidekick? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think I have one.
What is that French dude that sometimes on your show? Why is he on?
Bonjour. Hey, Yassir, are you here?
Yes. Hey, this guy was telling me that I needed a sidekick, and you happen to be here. Can you be my sidekick, and maybe I'll get more listeners?
Oh, that's so awesome. See? I bring the karma.
Yes, Connor.
Thank you, damn Frenchie. Ah,
the bonjour, merci, are you here? I can, it's so dark in here, I cannot see you. Merci. Ah, there you are.
Thank you. Here?
Hey, Colère, I am here now.
Okay.
What is your name? I just arrived in this small room.
Just call me Boston Annie.
You are Boston Annie?
Boston Annie?
Yeah, just call me Boston Annie. That's what everybody calls me.
Okay, like your accent, it is like the Valley Girl. That's very interesting to me.
Yes.
That's accent.
Yes, it's a Boston accent.
This is from Boston. This is strange. It sounds like it's from the desert.
No, no, he grew up in the Southie.
Oh, the Southie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a tough guy, monsieur? Like a tough guy?
Yes,
how much do you like lift? Do you lift? You must lift, man, yes?
What are you talking about?
No, like the weights, you know, you're a tough guy and you're also sassy, yes?
I'm afraid.
I think he likes to brew coffee. In the marching parades.
Oh, okay, this is good stuff.
It's really all good stuff, eh?
Very good. Are they the parades where you have your clothes on, or the parades where the clothes is off?
The parade, I think in a few weeks, just St. Patrick's Day. We burned down the building, and we built it back up, so
interesting.
Yes. Will you be initiating some golden showers in your parade?
We paint each other green and throw glitter all over each other. It's really amazing. Then we shoot green there. Then our puke is green. The peanut one is okay, it's green, which I'm squishing the potato. So,
yes. Green and gray. Gustav, do you have a crying eye too?
A crying eye?
Yes, my nose is running, which means I am crying deep down inside. And I see that you are crying deep down inside as well.
Yes, I seem to have this. I do not know if I am crying inside, but I am snorting outside.
Yes. I was crying because I did not think people wanted to listen to me.
Oh my god, everybody wants to listen to you.
You are crying.
Finish that misogynist cone of yours, you'll be alright.
I should massage the phone.
No, finish that misogynist cone.
I think that this is in the prison. You are talking to the world on the internet, and the internet lets everybody listen. So I don't think this is possible, Yassi, that nobody wants to listen. I mean, we have the colors, and we have the me, and we have the you, and we come together in a community. And so this is like, this is the universe.
Hello, Connor.
Hi, Connor.
We have another Connor.
Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah,
it's a
down,
Frenchie.
Hello,
Connor.
Do you want to echo my voice?
Yes, you are golden color.
Oh, yes, bonjour. Comment allez-vous, monsieur?
Okay. I called this because I wanted the echo effect on my voice.
Thank you, color. Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Oh my god,
you are the neighbor of mine. Is it a colour from the same place?
Yeah, I'm a neighbor.
That's amazing.
You see how the internet brings us together, and we are like a community
of
neighbors here.
Yes, we are sharing our golden energies as one together. Together. Thank you for calling me, Connor.
Is there something you want to ask CRC?
Yeah. Gotta think about it for a second, actually.
Yes.
No problem.
Yes, you just had it. It's just like the last show.
Oh, I know, I remember now.
Yes,
do you have bangs?
Do I what?
Do you have bangs on your haircut?
Yes, sometimes I make the bangs, but I usually feather my hair back, because it looks cool, as they say.
Oh, I only like bangs.
You would like me to have some bangs?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Yes, I will put up a new picture of me with bangs.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thanks for telling me
here.
I don't like forehead.
You're like my forehead.
Yeah.
Is that way you do not like to listen to my radio show?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is that why you do not like my radio show?
Oh, I like it. Oh. I've never listened to it. I don't want to listen to it today. I like it.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you.
It is wonderful to have
you
people.
Yeah, comes the ice lad. So I don't like
that. Yes.
What
was that? Yeah, the ice lad. So I don't listen to the show because it's lad.
Oh. No, I think that's okay.
Thank you, Connor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
Hey, Colère, can I ask you a question? This is Gustav. The question to you is, do you eat meat?
Do I eat meat?
Yes.
I eat on pizza slices.
Pizza slices?
Yes.
Like all the pepperoni?
Yeah, that's the meat I eat. That's the meat in my diet, is on the pizza slices.
Oh, okay.
So, can you say that you're a vegetarian? But you just eat, like, pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's like nothing.
It's wonderful.
You can't be a vegetarian and just eat pepperoni. Then you're like, you're eating regular food.
I don't know, Claire. I would not be too judgmental about this.
Because there are the vegetarians, but they eat the fish. And there are the vegetarians. The vegetarians, they eat the chickens because they're stupid animals. But it's okay on a pizza slice.
Yeah, because people eat it by accident.
Yes. And you do not even know it's there.
And they can grow the whole thing together, you know, they don't have to make the separate animal for the pizza, they just do the pizza slice with the meat, and it's all one thing, you know.
So yeah.
It's like complete.
I've seen these pizza farms.
Yeah.
It's like the prawns, and they let the slices fly around, and they have room, and they can talk, and then they use the nets and get them.
Yes, and they feed them grass.
Oh, that's a free-range pizza.
Yes.
It's a free-range. They do not. I mean, there are some that use, you know, the GMOs, the genetically modified things. But then, you know, you get the right pizza, it's from the nice, more natural, organic stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Who has the best pizza?
Yeah, well, that's the pizza boxer. I try to reach the packaging. I think that's what's broken. That's why I eat it.
Well, yes, because the pizza box, he says it only has pizza in it. That's amazing. These boxes, those golden pizza boxes.
Colère, can I ask you another question? I wonder if you call and if you have a question for Yarsi on the subject of the spirit or the golden energy or something in your life that you would like some assistance with from Yarsi. Is there a question like this?
Yeah, I actually do have a question about that.
Please ask.
It's, which foods can I eat, you know, to help you with that?
Oh yes, you want to know about the secret golden diet? Basically, don't eat any, don't drink any water. You can only drink the Diet Coke from the 20 ounce liter bottle and the 1 ounce liter bottle. And if you must eat, which you should not have to, you can only eat a quarter pounder with cheese meal from McDonald's.
That's
my bad.
Oh no.
Yes, it is unfortunate.
But this is, this excludes the pizza, I see. This might be very challenging for this man.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe, you know, I have not tested the kind of pizza that you eat, but there is a test to see the vibrating frequencies, and maybe, you know, you just have to put the pizza to the test and see if it has the frequency of the fifth dimension.
You should
Yes.
It's a more rare and it costs a little more, but you can look for the stores that sell the things that are golden. You know, like halal is like the Arabic food that's okay and the kosher for the Jewish. And you can look for the golden food stamp of the gold.
Yes. It has a golden color?
Yes, it's the golden bosom stamp of approval.
This means that it's going through the certification process.
Yes, usually you can tell as if it is, it looks like it's spray-painted gold.
But what about the 40-ounce beer?
The 40-ounce beet?
The beer, those are golden.
Are you talking about the Modelos?
Oh, yeah, but do they have those in 40s?
I do not know. I have not obtained any in Boston at the time. You should request it.
Be careful, you know, the saying we have in prison, it involves soap and things, but there's another saying that is something like, not everything that is gold is golden. Do you know what I mean, monsieur?
Yes.
So, you know, you want a 40 and it's like, okay, this is gold, yeah? So, but this does not mean it's golden.
No. You must be
angry.
Yes. Yes.
There's yellow, and there's yellow that's like soft yellow, and then there's golden. And these are different things.
Yes. Sometimes the yellow looks very golden, but it's not.
No.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
This is a very good question. It was clear that you really had no idea what you are doing, putting things in your mouth. So I think this has been very helpful. And do you have maybe any other questions for Yarsi? Three people that are listening, I know your names, and I will call them A, B, and C.
Yes.
And this A, B, and C should call in before the energy dissipates.
Yes, we have like 2 more minutes.
And you can call in at 617-454-4237. It is easy, and it will make Yassi feel like he has a community outside of prison, which is very important.
It is. And it makes Gustav very, very happy to be able to talk to others. Because he's always isolated, like me. Let us meditate on this wonderful moment that we have created together, Gustav.
Okay. I will concentrate on my breath and my breathing and the crazy sound of my voice. My voice. My voice.
Yes, it's an echo. Go, go, go.
And you can add the additional echo, echo, echo.
Isn't that amazing? You three listeners today have a golden day, and I thank you from the bottom of my golden heart for listening, and maybe you called as well, and if you didn't, that's okay, and that's okay, I understand.